Welcome to the Leadership in a Minute series. This is your good friend and coach Payal Nanjiani. And today's question comes from Debashish, and he asks, what can emotional weakness do to your leadership? Well, as I grew up, I observed... Welcome to the Leadership in a Minute series. This is your good friend and coach Payal Nanjiani, and today's question comes from Debashish, and he asks, how does emotional weakness impact your leadership? Well, as I grew up, I absorbed a belief that difficult emotions like sadness and disappointments are signs of weakness and should be kept private. So I would rarely share them, and I would share them only with my mother. But later on in my life, as my responsibilities at work expanded, as I started to grow into different roles and positions, I found ways to manage everyday life more calmly, and I actually realized that talking openly about these emotions is what is needed, is what the correct path is. You cannot hide behind these emotions. In fact, according to a study, 2016 study, I think, people who are more emotionally vulnerable are more likely to be perceived as trustworthy and likable leaders. Now, here's the red flag. You shouldn't be emotionally dependent on people. That's where the weak link is. The biggest weakness today that we face in our work life is emotional draining. You cannot allow situations and people behavior to impact your mood and your day and your agenda. In fact, the more you allow people and situations to impact you, the more you drain your mental energy. And then when you are faced with challenges at work, you don't have the energy to think clearly and you don't have the strength to face that situation because all your energy has been drained every single day. And that's a situation leaders are facing today. They have given their remote control to everyone around them, their boss, the economy, their people, their team, the work culture, the country. When you give your remote to everyone around you, you're letting them impact your day. You're giving them power over your day and agenda. And that's why we don't succeed in what we are doing. So keep the power of emotions with you. Your response and thoughts towards people and situation is your choice. So today onward, practice being in control of your emotions, that remote control. Don't allow outside things to disturb your state of being, because the more you do that, the more it's going to impact your leadership in a negative way.